Hey everyone, welcome to a new episode of Stephen's Week, the weekly update on marketing and technology. Welcome to this new episode, everyone. TikTok is moving fast, as you know, very popular platform. It's Chinese, part of ByteDance. It's huge, and more and more youngsters are on the platform. Now they're making a new step. They're moving into social commerce. So they want to add links where people can just buy in the app if they want to, and they can do the in-app purchase. And this is typically a Chinese company. I think every week from now on, I'm going to be talking about TikTok. They're going to introduce new things. They're going to scale it. They're going to roll it out. It is becoming a global platform, which isn't the case for all Chinese players. So they're going to experiment around the world. And the first thing that they're going to try is payments and purchases within the app.
SoftBank acquired LINE for $11.5 billion. And LINE is a Japanese social platform. People use it for communication, but they also have payment services. And SoftBank is a big Japanese investment company. And now they acquired it. They're going to remove it from the stock market. And their plan is to merge it with Yahoo Japan, which is also owned by SoftBank. And the plan is to make a big Japanese digital player that is capable of doing communication, that's capable of doing payments, other services, basically to become some sort of a WeChat of Japan and to offer a Japanese answer, an Asian answer to the power of Google and Amazon in those markets. And you know, in the next few months, we're gonna see how they're trying to merge those two companies to create this new power front in Japan.
In 2020, Amazon will scale its Amazon Go stores to supermarket size. This is a new step. As you know, the Go stores are very successful and they're gonna license that software to sports stadiums and movie theaters and airports, but they're gonna test a bigger size of it themselves in 2020. Imagine they could do this, that you have the same concept but in a large supermarket. This would completely create a new customer behavior in supermarkets. Of course, as we know, this is a test, so it's probably gonna take a few years before they roll it out, but it's clear that the direction that they're going in is to really automate the checkout procedure in all sizes of retail that you can imagine.
Google is experimenting with a personalized news feed. You will be able to ask your Google Assistant to play you the news, and then they will read out the articles that they believe are most relevant to you based on your search history, based on the amount of time you spent on certain articles in the past. So they're going to personalize the news through the voice assistant, which sounds really cool, and it is. You get the news that you like. This reminds me to the Chinese company that I talked about in another video called Toutiao, and Toutiao is part of the ByteDance group, and Toutiao also sends you the news that they know that you like. And you know, it's amazing. If you look at the results of Toutiao, it's the most addictive platform in the world. Chinese people spend about 74 minutes a day on the platform. It's the fastest monetized platform we've ever seen. So from a business perspective, if you go extreme in personalizing content, in this case news, people really love it and people become addicted to it. So from a business perspective, it's fantastic. If you look at it from a society point of view, I'm not sure if this is a good idea, because this means that you're going to use your AI assistants to filter out the news, and your AI assistants act like a filter and no longer your brain. So there's a possibility that this will narrow down your view to the world and to the things that are happening in the world. So we will have to see how this evolves and what kind of news you actually get if you ask your Google Assistant to read you the news. But it's the same direction as anything else we see. It's getting more and more into personalized content, personalized information, and your AI assistants, they act as a filter to your world.
So everyone, this was my weekly update. Thanks for watching. Please like the video, share it. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel. And I hope to see you again next week for a new episode of Stephen's Week. Have a wonderful weekend, everyone. Bye-bye.